this is Josette Lesser. Now, you may be wondering what all the noise is about. I'm actually at St Mary's University in Twickenham, where they are having a British Science Week event for local schools. It's set up with loads of different stands and stalls and demonstrations. With me is Kate Hall, who is the communications officer here. She's going to be guiding me around. Where are we starting, Kate?
So we're starting our physiotherapy stand, where academics and our students are showing pupils their grip strength compared to age ranges.
What's your name?
Noemi. You need to squeeze as much as you can, and then it will show you the grip. Let's see. 22.3.
Nearly as good as yours.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Are you a physio?
Yeah, I'm on my final year.
You're studying here, yeah. Then. How have you found it?
Very good. I think it's pretty interesting. Pretty hard as well. But you get all the thing back once you start doing your placement. You see all your rewarding and stuff, which I like it.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Oh, no worries. Thank you.
Right, let's carry on. That was fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Well, I've just found someone who's done better on the grip strength than me. I believe that you are from one of the schools.
Yes,
who
I am,
are
yes.
you?
My name is Kate Collins, and I'm the careers leader at Raynes Park High School.
And why was it so important to bring students here today?
A lot of our students apply to St Mary's anyway, but quite a few of them apply without having come and had a look at the university. A lot of them are into sports, psychology, general science courses. We just think it's really important for them to come and see what St Mary's is like, what it has to offer, so that they can experience that before they make the decision to come here.
Kate, where are we going next?
So we're going to head over to our psychology stand, where they're going to show us how VR helps with mental health and meditation and things like that.
Hi. My name is Silvia. Silvia Riva, I'm Italian from Milan, and I'm working here at St. Mary University. And I'm one of the course lead for the new Psychology with Counseling program. As part of this program, we are actually teaching our students how to apply counseling skills in clinical practice, basically. And one of these is using mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is a well-recognized practice that uses physical exercise and guided voices to help people, clients, patients to relax. However, with the emerging new technologies, we can use VR as part of these protocols. So the idea is that you are absorbed, you are actually immersed in a new environment where you can get basically more beneficial effects in terms of relaxation, in terms of effects on your mind, feeling more relaxed, feeling more actually happier as well to be part of this experience.
Well, this gentleman's just tried it. What's your name?
Lucas.
Do you mind telling me how that experience was in the VR? Yeah.
It took me to another world. Like, I was feeling not okay before and kind of stressed, but when I tried it, I felt like much better because I followed what was saying inside.
Which was what? What sort of things were you seeing and what were they saying?
Well, I don't know what that's called, but it's like a pink things, and you listen to voice tell you not to be in depression, try to be like positive, optimistic all the time, and a lot of good like sentence. So yeah,
you enjoyed it?
Yeah, really
brilliant. Right, so staying at psychology, I found another lecturer here. What's your name?
I'm Arlinda.
What do you do?
I'm an associate professor in psychology. I'm lecturing master's and PhD level students.
And what type of things are you doing here today to show the students?
We're showing our research. So we're doing a lot of public health research, research in the community, research about mental health, that it's actually impacting real lives of what we do. So we're bringing it closer to show that research is not done in the labs, but it's done in day-to-day lives. So we are trying to improve suicide prevention, for example, in the community. We're doing work around improving the mental health resilience of migrants in the UK. We're working in large consortiums across Europe. So UK is part of those research studies that we're carrying out. We're working on policy, trying to improve policy in digital pathways. We're developing a lot of digital interventions, that's what we're showing at the moment, which are digital micro interventions to improve mental health. We see a lot of mental health apps lately. We are inundated, there are hundreds of thousands of them. Unfortunately, most of them are not created by clinicians or psychologists, they're created by IT. So we are trying to make sure that they're evidence-based, that they're clinically backed, and those interventions actually help the people that they're made for. We're working with the NHS, making sure that there is a better access to mental health. We've trained IAPT, for example, which is one of the primary interventions where we're doing both digital interventions as well as face-to-face therapy to improve it. So there's a lot of work that we're doing. It's science, it's research, but we're actually working with the communities, with the students, with their families that are actually here. So that's where we're trying to show how it actually applies to all of them.
So we're going to go over and speak with Dr. James Fleming. He's going to tell us about how we fuel athletes.
So nutrition, basically.
Absolutely, that's the one.
Well, it's lovely to meet you. Tell me exactly what it is that you are demonstrating to the students today.
So we are holding a station today on nutrition and sport and exercise nutrition. And specifically, we've got a few pictures of some of our alumni, so people like Ellie Kildun, Mo Farah. And we've got some food on our station. So we've got some white bread, some bananas, some isotonic drinks, some gels, and some common foods that people maybe either misinterpret around kind of what's healthy and what's appropriate for sports people. And we're asking the students what they think about these things and how they might apply to an athlete and the general population. What we're seeing is a lot of people are getting a bit of a disconnect around when to use certain foods or how to even fuel the body. So we're trying to educate. We've got a lot of young people that play sport, trying to give them a bit of a knowledge base there to build on.
And the type of students that actually then go on to study here at St Mary's University, do you have more of a division between male and female? Is there a propensity that a type of person is more into sport themselves?
So I'm the head of Associate Head of School for Nutrition Programs. So I'm just speaking on behalf of my experience. And I know across the faculty in sports science, and we have a big student athlete population because we have such good facilities here. We're world renowned for our athletics, our English Institute of Sport hub, and we've got the Mo Farah track. So typically our students are interested in sport, and most of our programs are embedded with that element in there. In terms of split, I would say we tend to have a bit more of a lean towards females than males, but it does change year on year.
And what sort of requirements does it take to actually get into university here to study nutrition?
That's a good question. I'm going to do a disservice to the course leads here, but I would say direct you to the website to see specifics. But we accept vocational qualifications like BTECs or T-levels, as well as A-levels. And typically we would expect for our nutrition programme some science in there to underpin the kind of human biology aspects behind that. We also do have foundation courses for those that might not get the grades on entry, which are really popular, which give people a kind of a breadth of understanding around a kind of the wider science base, and then they can choose to go into nutrition or sports science or strength and conditioning. So we are able to accommodate essentially anyone, and whether they want to have an access course or otherwise.
This gentleman is wearing, I would say, football colours. You're with Fulham Academy, is that right? What's your name?
My name is George Essie.
Now, George, you were over at the nutrition stand. What was it that interested you when you were there?
It's very important to eat good food, especially before the games. I'm also during the games, so like electrolytes also. It's good to get carbs in as well, so you get energy to play the full 90 minutes.
Are you not as conscious of what you're eating as you have been now that you've been along?
Yeah, but now I'm a bit more educated on what to do before the games and during the games. So yeah, from now on I'll start improving my diet so I can perform better.
Well, I've now found the event organiser, Laurie Minini. This is amazing, Laurie. So what was the idea behind it?
Thank you very much. Yes, the idea is really to bring a practical element for the students. These are secondary school students, and just to try to encourage them to see the practical aspect of scientific research. And this kind of event is not just studying science in the textbooks or in the library, but it's just showing how science is in every aspect of life, and it permeates every aspect of life. And we very much focus on the applications of science and the diversity of science as well. In the diversity in relation to the people that can do good science, to smashing the stereotype a little bit. Everybody can do science as long as they have a heart and a brain for science, but also to show the broad range of scientific careers that students can proceed with in their future studies. And so it's just a way of generating a light bulb moment as well, and it's a bridge between what they study in school and in the library and the application that Scientific Discovery can have in real life.
So what is the age group that you're entertaining today?
Yes, and this is a very important age group for us because it is year 12, and these students will decide next year, essentially, if they want to proceed to study at university, what subjects do they want to study at university. So it is our task here, really, it's our aim here today to try to show that a scientific career is not just the traditional hard sciences, but there are so many broad applications of scientific knowledge in many professions. And this is really as well the ethos of British Science Week, really smashing the stereotype in relation to who can do science, but also what can be done with a scientific knowledge in the work environment.
So I see that you've still got a majority of boys rather than girls here visiting.
Oh, have you noticed that? Maybe that's true. Well, that's a part, that's an element of smashing the stereotype. We have a lot of scientific demonstrator here, staff that are females and student, because the demonstrations here today are given by staff, but also we have students, doctoral, PhD students, but also undergraduate students. And we have several female examples of that. So hopefully that will bring home the message that science is for girls as well.